This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. I hope everybody had a nice Yom Tov. Over Yom Tov, we learned Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We reviewed it today. We recorded it today. So if you miss Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, you could catch that. Today we begin Daf Kuf Ches 108. So for those of you who live in Queens, you remember 108th Street. Okay. We're three lines. The third line on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught. Ezehu Mion. What constitutes Mion? Amrav, she said, Eefshari Bipliny. It is not possible for me to be with Pliny, Bali. Eefshi Bikidushin Shekidushini, Imi. It is impossible, the Kedushin, that my mother married me, Biachi, or my brother. So whether she says, I can't tolerate Pliny, or I can't tolerate the marriage that my mother or brother married me. Yeser Alkein, more than that, Amar Rav Yehuda, Afilu Yoisheves Be'apiryoin, even if she's sitting in the bridal couch, and she's being carried from her father's house to her husband's house. Traditionally, the way a woman would get married, she would sit in a special throne or a chair, and they would carry her from her father's house to her husband's house. Nevertheless, and she says, V'amra, Yefshi b'plaini bali. I cannot tolerate my husband. Zehu Mion. This is Mion. Even though you say, what kind of Mion is that? She doesn't want to marry him. Let her get off the bridal chair and get off and go home to her mother. No, she's not getting off the chair. She's enjoying the ride. But declaring that she doesn't like Pliny constitutes Mion. Yes, sir, Alkin, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said further, Afilu hayu orchin mesubim bebeis baila. Even if they're guests sitting in her husband's house, and she's tending to them. She's standing and watering them. She's tending to them. And she says, you know, I can't stand my husband. So she didn't mean this as a formal declaration, perhaps. She didn't think that they would ever say anything. She's just chattering. Furthermore, she's tending to her husband's guests. Nevertheless, this is Mion. Zehu Mion. Harehu Mion. Yes, sir, Al Kinam Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda said further, Afilu Shigra Bala Itzel Chenveni. Even if the husband sends her on an errand to a storekeeper, Lahavi Loi Chayfetz Mishaloi, to bring him an article. So he's sending her on a mission, and she goes on the mission. She's running the errand. Vamran, she says, Yefshi Beplani Bali. I don't like my husband. Ein l'cha mion gadol mizeh. There's no greater mion. Even though she's doing his bidding, but if while doing it she says, you know, I can't take the guy, that constitutes a mion.
What about in front of, it's only in front of one person?
It's only in front of one. And what do we say before? Either you need a bezdin, or you need three, or you need two, right? That was the most lenient opinion we saw. Lamaisa b'di'eved, if you do it in front of one, it would still be good. Right, because we had on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. That
Halacha
Koy Se'azug. That Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Shimon Machshir Mishnayim L'chatchila. But b'di'eved, even one, right? Good ha'ara, fine. Now, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, Omer kol tinoikes. Chanina ben Antignois said, any child that can't guard her kedushin does not need to do mion. It's not effective. So, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kirav Chanina Ben Antignois. So Yehuda said, "Amar Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignois." Tana, we learned Ketana Shalai Miana, a Ketana that did not do Mion, the Amda Veniseis, and she got up and she got married to someone else. She accepted Nesuin to someone else. She didn't do Mion, but she took Nesuin from someone else. Yishum Rav Yehuda Meseir Amru, Nesueha Hein Hein Miuneha. Taking Nesuin from someone else constitutes a Mion. Why does she have to say, "I can't take the guy"? Obviously, if she's marrying someone else, she can't take the guy. So she doesn't have to actually say, "I don't like the guy." Accepting Nesuin from another constitutes Mion. So the Gemara has a number of Sheilos about this. Gemara has four Sheilos. Uboiluhu. Neskad Shemaho. What if she doesn't take Nesuin from someone else? She just takes Kedushin. So we bring a proof. Tana, Tashma. Ketana Shaloi Miana. Ketana that doesn't do Mion. Va'amdam Neskadshan. She stands up and she does Kedushin. Mishun Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru, Kidusheha Hein Hein Miuneha. They said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, her Kedushin is her Mion. Iboilahu. Now is another Shaila. Pligi Rabbanan Alei de Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Oiloi. Right now we know Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says not only does Nesuin constitute a Mion, but Kedushin also constitutes a Mion. So now the question is, do the rabbis argue or do they not argue? And if you want to say the rabbis say, no, it does not constitute a Mion, Pligi b'Kedushin, Oyafil b'Nesuin. Do they argue and say that Kedushin doesn't constitute a Mion, or do they even argue about Nesuin? V'imtim Tzolaymar Pligi, and if you want to say, Afil b'Nesuin, if you want to say they argue even about Nesuin, and they say even Nesuin is not a Mion, Halacha Kamaisa Yen Halacha Kamaisa. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira or not? Then Tim Tzolaymar Halacha Kamaisa, and if you say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, ben Nesuin, is it only if you did Nesuin, or Yafilo B'Kedushin? So these are the different She'elites. Number one, do Rabbanan argue Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? If they argue, do they argue only by Kedushin or even by Nesuin that it's not a Mion? And if they argue even by Nesuin, is the halacha like him? And if the halacha is like Yehuda ben Maseira, is it only by Nesuin or even by Kedushin? Tashma, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha kub Yehuda ben Maseira. Yehuda is the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. Halacha, if we need to say that halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, that indicates that the Rabbanan argue in both cases, and since he didn't specify, it would seem like the halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, even by Kedushin. Now, we know that Beis Hillel says that even a Nesua could do Mion. This halacha, that even Kedushin constitutes Mion, is it only if the woman was a arusa before, or even a nesua before? Says the Gemara, "Vakati tibaylach." You could still ask, "To have a nesiva meikara?" Is it even if she was a nesua originally, and we say that kedushin constitutes a miyun oidima mekadsha, or only if she had kedushin before? Tashma, come in here. Now, if you remember on Kufay Amadeus, we had a story about Avdan, who was a student of Rebbe, and he sort of said something disparaging to Rebbe Shmuel of Rebbe Yossi, and because of that, some interesting things happened to his family. What was it? The Gemara said on Kuf Hei that Ba'isa Shan Nitzara Avdan got saras, the Tavush Nebanav, his two kids drowned, Umiyan Ushte Kaloisav, and his two daughters-in-law did Mion. Now, We're going to see what happened to them. Tashma de Kalasei de Avdan Imrod. The daughters-in-law of Avdan rebelled. What does that mean, they rebelled? They didn't want to be with their husbands. Shadar Rebbe Zuge de Rabbanon Lamev de Kino. So Rebbe wanted to see if the rumors were correct, so he sent a group of rabbis to check these ladies. Amri Lahu Nashi. So women told these two ladies, Chazuk of Reichad the Kasim, when they saw the rabbis coming, they thought it was their husbands. They said, "Ah, your husbands are coming." Amri Lahu, they said, Nehavi Gavreichad the Tchu, we don't want them. But they didn't say it that way. They said, "Let them be your husbands." Now they did not explicitly say Yevshi Bahem, Lairoina Bahem. They didn't say we don't want them. They just said, you could have them. So the same way, there's a Shaila. Now presumably these women were Nesuit. And Amar Rabbi Lachar Mian Gadamizah, there's no greater Mian than to say you could have them. And Lachaira, they had Nesuin. And even so, without explicitly saying Yevshi Bahem, just intimating that they don't want them by saying you can have them, that constitutes a mion. Says Gemara, my love to have a nasiva, is it not where they did nasuin, and we see that even by nasuin, mion worse, loy to have a mekadsha kedushe, it's where they had kedushin. The halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Masera, lemaisa. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Masera. Afilu ben nesuin dekama. Even if the first woman did nesuin, she could do mion. Now, back to the Mishnah. How's everybody doing tonight? Everyone's doing well. It looks like you had a very nice Yom Tov. I see everybody smiling, either actually or from behind your Zoom. You didn't know that it only looks like I can't see you, but actually I'm able to see. It's a special feature. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but you know, it's about time that you know. Anyway, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion, Ein Masa Ketana Klum. The Kedushin, the act of the Ketana, is meaningless. It's nothing. The only thing is that she needs Mion, right? It was not clear in the Mishnah what Rabbi Lazar means, Ein Masa Ketana Klum. But it sounds like it has no ramification other than that you need Mion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Chayzani al kol tzvadei chachamim. I reviewed and analyzed all of the vantage points of the rabbis. Leimatzasi adam shehishna midaisav, and I didn't find anyone who had a consistent opinion. The Ketana, Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elazar, the marriage of a Ketana is absolutely meaningless. But some of the other Tanoim, they hold it does do something, but it's not consistent. Let's see the Gemara. Rebbe Lazar Shasar Rebbe Lazar. You know, Rebbe Lazar made the marriage of a Ketana. That if a man has relations with a woman who's a Ketana, it's like he took a walk with her in the park. And the halacha would be, if he's a kohen, or excuse me, if she's a bas kohen, and she lived with the Yisrael as a ketana, then it's meaningless. And she could go back and eat the tshuma of her father as long as she goes to the mikvah. She could get up out of his lap, the toivela, she goes to the mikvah, and eat tshuma in the evening. Because Rabbi Lazar holds, Rebbe Lazar is very consistent. He's of the opinion, Ein Masa Ketana Klum. He's not like wishy-washy like some of the other Tanoim that seem to say, well, it does have some status and some nafgamina. Tanya, we learned the Brisa. Loza Oimer in Masa Ketanikon. The act of a ketan is nothing. The in Bala Zakoi Loi B'Mitziyah. So therefore, the husband does not get her lost objects. Loi Matziyodeh. He does not get what she finds because she's not married to him. Loi B'Afarz Nadar. He cannot annul her vows. Beinu Yorshi doesn't inherit her. Beinu Metamala. He's not Metami to her. The rule is that she's not like his wife for anything. The only thing is she needs me. I mean, according to Rabbi Elazar, there is no significance of their relationship. It is has no ramification at all. The only thing is she needs me.
What about
the Gemara doesn't say, but the reason why he gets her Ma'is Yadayim is because she writes that in the Ksuba? Doesn't sound like there's any Ksuba. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Bala Zakoi V'Metziyasa. Rabbi Yeshua says the husband is Zoyche in her Metziyos U'Ma'is Yadayim and in her handiwork, the Yarsha, he can inherit her matamala, and he can be matamah to her. She's like his wife for everything. Elo, she yoits with me. The only thing is, she goes out with me, and she doesn't need a get. So Amar, Rabbi said, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Lezer, Divrei Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer is much more reasonable than Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer hishkar midoisa v'ktana. Because Rabbi Lezer is consistent. He says, Ma'isa Ketan is nothing. And Rabbi Shua is not. Rabbi Shua Chalak. Rabbi Shua makes these inconsistent rulings. My Chalak, and what's inconsistent? So Gemara says, because if you're going to consider her a wife, and you get her Ma'isa Yadayim, and you get her Metziyos, then she should require a get. Then Tivoy get. So the Gemara asks, well, according to Rabbi Lezer, if she's not a wife, you should not need Miyun. That's also inconsistent. Rabbi Lezer, Nami, according to Rabbi Lezer as well, Ilav Ishta, if she's not his wife, Miyun Nami Lo Tiba, you shouldn't need Miyun either. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good argument. How should she be released? Ella Bechti Tepak, she's just going to go out with nothing? That's a good question. That's not so pasha. Yeah, she should go out with nothing. If you don't get her Ma'asiyah Dayim, and you can't be made for Nadareha, and you don't get her Metziyas, and you're not related, then L'chaira, she should go out with nothing. But Rabbi Lezer seems to say that's unreasonable. Now we have an interesting thing. The Mishnah said this cryptic, enigmatic comment that anytime the prevention is from him, they're married. Anytime it's not from him, they're not married. What in the world does that mean? Says the Gemara, Hechidami Akavashi Mina Ish, Rakavashi Mina Ish. What does it mean if she's withheld from him or she's withheld not from him? I'm Rabbi Yamar Shmuel. Rabbi Huda said the name of Shmuel. I'm going to read this the way I understand it. I think it's closer to what Tosfos is saying. And I think this is the only way I understand it. Tavua linase. Let's say you have a woman, her brother or mother married her off. We don't know if she consents or not. And the only way we can know is if, let's say, another guy says, hey, you want to marry me? So what's her reaction to that? Tavua linase, if someone else claims her for marriage, but Amran, she says, no, can't marry you. I can't marry you. I'm married to my husband. That's, she's being withheld because of the man. So she's conceding to the original marriage. So that shows the original marriage was with her consent. But no, I can't marry you because your family eats gebrox, you know, and unzera heimische Freuen, we don't do that. So what is she saying about her original marriage? She's saying, I don't know anything about the ritual marriage. I just don't like you. So, you said, Zuya Koshenimina-ish. So that doesn't mean she conceived to the first marriage. Abayi bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, da Amitar bayu. Abayi bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, both say, Nasan lo gad, Zuya Koshenimina-ish. If he gave her a get, this is considered she's being restrained from the man. What does that mean? If she didn't do niyan to him, she's showing that it's because of him that she was with him, and she's his wife, and she's going to be usher to his relatives. But who usher b'krovo seha? He will be usher in her relatives, but he usher b'krovo, she will be usher in his relatives, apostle menakuhuna. She's going to become pasul to kuna. But miyana boy, if she does miyun zuya kavu sheminosh, that's not considered being restrained from the husband. Who mutter b'kavasa? He is mutter in her relatives. Vehi muteras b'kavav. She's mutter in his relatives. V'loy pasul menakuhuna. Says the Gemara. What? This is a beferish mishnah later on. Hakatani lekaman. We learned later on. Hamama enes b'ish. If you do miyun to a man, who mutter b'kavasa? You're permitted in her relatives. V'himutas b'krevav, she's permitted in your relatives. V'lay pasul mena kuhuna, you don't pasul her from kuhuna. Nasan lagev, if you give her again, who asur b'krevav say, he's asur in her relatives. V'hiasur b'krevav, v'pasul mena kuhuna. So how could this be a statement and a teaching when it was taught explicitly in a later Mishnah? So it's going to prushe kamefareish. It's merely explaining what's taught in the Mishnah. It is indeed true, and it is indeed in the Mishnah. It's explaining what the Mishnah will later say. Okay, we'll start from the Mishnah, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow. Thanks everybody for joining. Have a wonderful night. Baruch Avatzlacha, Kol Tov. Baruch Tia, have a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.